You know, Bill Monroe was very proud of that song, and he really was proud of the fact that Elvis Presley recorded it and made a hit on it. And he always said, any way I could help Elvis, I would. And I heard once him interviewed, and they said, well, Mr. Monroe, wasn't it upsetting for you to have a rock and roll made of your beautiful Blue Moon of Kentucky? And Bill, he just said, no, sir, them were powerful checks. Bill was an amazing character. He was a very tough man, and the youngest of eight or nine children up in Kentucky. And he had a little bit of a speech impediment, and his teeth stuck out a little bit, and he was cross-eyed. This is the little kid who used to hide under the porch when strangers would come to the house, and he became Bill Monroe. And how he did that, and the kind of strength it took for him to do that. He saw all his older brothers making their way in the world, and he missed them terribly when they were gone. And actually, when he went out on the workforce with them, he would do their shifts up at the oil refineries up in the upper Midwest. And he told me one time that he said one of the strangest sounds, one of the songs that haunted him the most and kind of influenced his music was when he was a little kid laying in bed, maybe 4 or 5 years old, and hearing the troops from Rosine, Kentucky, walking on the dirt road back from the train depot way down the road. And just before sunrise, he could hear them singing. All his brothers that had made it back from World War I. By and by, when the morning comes, when all the saints of God shall gather home, well, do, 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 do. Oh, we'll understand it better by and by. And you can just imagine that little kid sitting up in his little bunk in this little wooden house up in the woods hearing that. And so I spent time with Bill as a bluegrass boy, and I always used to kind of hang out when he was quiet. Because if you stood next to Bill, you could hear what he hears. He could hear those ancient tones of music that crossed the ages. And we, one night we left Nashville in the old bus called the Bluegrass Breakdown and headed up north to Bean Blossom, Indiana, driving through the night. And about sunrise, the Bluegrass Breakdown lived up to its name. And we were stranded on the highway up there in Kentucky. We hadn't gotten that far. We were going up to Indiana. I was standing outside the bus watching the sunrise over the mountains to the east, and here comes Bill off the bus, and he walks up to me real quiet-like, and we're standing there real quiet watching that sunrise, both of us. And I said, to me, that was the moment, you know. And then he turns and says, Pete Rones, listen good to this, and don't you ever forget it. And he sang this melody, and we want to sing the song for you that came from that moment. This is